This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Police in Nigeria say an armed gang has abducted students from an Islamic school in the north-central part of the country. A spokesman for Niger State Police said in a statement that gunmen on motorcycles attacked the town of Tigina in the Rafi local government area of the state mid-afternoon on Sunday. The school's owner told Reuters in a phone interview that he witnessed the attack and saw at least 150 students taken from the school by heavily armed people on motorcycles. One person was shot dead during the attack, and a second person was seriously injured, according to the state governor's spokeswoman. She said 11 of the children taken were released by the gunmen because they were too small and couldn't walk. Armed groups are believed to have kidnapped more than 700 students for ransom in Nigeria since December. Georgia's main opposition party on Sunday announced the end of a months-long parliamentary boycott that has plunged the Caucasus nation into a spiraling political crisis following disputed elections last year. Georgia's opposition parties say there was a massive fraud in the October 31st parliamentary election, which was won narrowly by the ruling Georgian Dream Party. In the months since that election, they have staged numerous mass protests demanding snap polls and refusing to assume their seats in the newly elected parliament. The boycott that has left around 40 seats vacant in the 150-seat legislature has damaged the political credibility of the Georgian Dream Party. The government of the Central African Republic said Sunday that five people died when a military convoy struck a roadside bomb on Thursday. The government said the explosion killed two CAR police officers and three Russian paramilitaries. This is VOA News.